start with item number one, Madam Clerk.
A resolution by Supervisors Lipscomb and Biddle related to the use of Milwaukee County Community Development Block Grant Funds by municipalities.
Gentlemen?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is an issue that has gone on for several years, and I know we've gotten different feedback from HUD at different times under different administrations about sort of the acceptability of this, the latest response we got was that while it may not be explicitly forbidden, that they would look closely at this because it did not seem to coincide with the spirit of the CBG program. The idea here being that suburbs or even Milwaukee County should not be allowed to transfer community development block grant funds for other consideration, whether that be cash or an exchange of some other goods or services. That these are federal funds that are intended for low-income communities and for low-income individuals, and that that's their purpose, and that any other exchange, in my mind, is no different than selling food share, food stamps. No one would defend that practice, I don't think, and we shouldn't allow the municipalities to do that with CDBG funds. And so I would ask my colleagues to support this resolution.
Supervisor
Bell? I move approval, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's just a common sense piece of legislation. I mean, CDBG funds and the program should be used for what it is, not for anyone to profit with a cash benefit for transfers of a benefit. If a municipality wants to transfer out the goodness out of their own hearts, that's great. But you shouldn't profit cash-wise from this program. That's a fraud, in a sense. So I'm happy to support this.
Any other questions or comments? Are you done?
I'm done. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions or comments? Just for your information, staff have talked to HUD, and they would be very happy with this resolution being adopted. HUD has had issues in other parts of the country where the money has actually been sold, and this has become a national issue for HUD. So they have been watching Milwaukee County's actions on this very closely, and this will help get them out of the hot seat a bit, too. So,
Madam Chair.
Supervisor Thomas.
I don't know if anyone could answer this question, but can someone answer the question how this process was started and, initially why was it ever allowed by Milwaukee County?
Mr. Baldwin.
Chairman, when we first started this program a very long time ago, we entered into an agreement with the suburbs who were reluctant to participate, where we agreed to follow the policies that the ICC has on the suburban half of the project and that the county board would allocate the other half. And the only requirement that we put on the ICC is that anything they do, any policies they adopt, have to be approved by HUD. And in the case of this particular policy that we're talking about, at some previous time, HUD did not object to this policy, and the ICC adopted it. The county board never liked it, but because of the agreement to let the ICC set the policy, we kind of ignored it for a while. The other thing is, no funds were ever actually sold, even though several reports were adopted that allowed for the sale. And HUD had indicated, at least through their regional office, or their local office, HUD had indicated that they weren't going to object to it. They argued incorrectly that it was a side deal, and it didn't involve HUD money if there was a payment made. So, but this resolution makes it clear that it's not permitted, and it's my understanding that the current HUD interpretation is they would probably object to it occurring even if it did. And also, since we adopted these reports that allowed it, River Hills has not actually been compensated, and they have transferred funds once, I think in Glendale or one of the other North Shore suburbs, and now they've got one pending for Franklin. So This was a mistake. It was a mistake when it occurred, but that's the explanation. I'll be happy to add anything if you have any other questions.
Sure. Just to finish answering the question, the other thing that I would add to that is that the county, since nobody had actually tried to transfer it, it kind of was a behind-the-scenes forgotten issue until a few years ago when River Hills notified the county that they would intend to actually do that at some point in the future. And that's what brought it to the forefront. And then Supervisor Lipscomb was interim chair of the committee, I believe, at the time, and started having staff look at, oh, my gosh, can this really occur? And they went through and tried to figure out from HUD, is this a HUD policy? It's not the county's policy. And so this is kind of the culmination of that, to try and make sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, Supervisor Lipscomb has been vocal on this issue for quite some time. So, but now, since suburban areas won't be able to, well, if they can't transfer these funds, will these funds ultimately come back to Milwaukee County, or what will happen?
Chairman?
Go ahead.
Yeah. They can transfer them to another eligible county that's part of our program for an eligible project. So this resolution doesn't prevent such a transfer. It only prevents a transfer for outside compensation of any kind.
So those funds can be transferred to Milwaukee County?
No, they might be transferred to another suburb for an eligible project.
Okay. And final statement, Madam Chair, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Certainly. Welcome.
Thank you.
Any other questions or concerns by committee members? Okay, please call the roll.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Washon?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Vote is 7-0. The item is approved.